The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Dundalk. It's the usual Friday evening fair on the Polytrack over in Ireland. And my name is Mark Walton. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Good, mate. Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Good. Good stuff. What do you make of Dundalk this evening? I mean, you're a bigger fan of Dundalk than many. What kind of card have we got this evening?
Yeah, a really strong one tonight. Seven races, but at least I would say four or five above average bets, which is unheard of really for this Dundalk winter series. We haven't had that many what you could call gambles or horses I've really got stuck into, but I do like the shape tonight. Some really good speed figure horses, one or two lurkers, and a nap in particular, which looks almost certain to be in the frame at the very least. So it's all looking good tonight.
Good stuff. That's what we want to hear on these Dundalk pieces. Andy's got plenty of strong opinions then by the sound of it. So let's get stuck into the action. The first race is the 6:15, and we start with a race that's for three-year-olds and over that have not won a group race since the 1st of January 2013. It's over 6 furlongs, and we have an odds-on favourite in the shape of Rummaging, who's 4-6 this morning, and he loves it round Dundalk. I suppose you could say the same for most of the, well, all three of these runners in the field. They all seem to like it at Dundalk. Who do you like for the 6:15, Andy?
Yeah, I like Rummaging. As the market's suggesting this morning, he's been very well backed already. I think there was a little bit of even money available if you were up before the betting shop cat. And those out there that have got that kind of price, I think they're sitting quite pretty here with Mickey Halford's very consistent six-year-old. Even though he finished fifth last time out, actually was the fastest race he's ever run in, and that's the fastest speed figure he's produced behind Taruk and Rivellino and Hoofit. When there's a very good listed race at Lingfield on the 22nd of February. It was a bit of a who's who of 6 furlong top-class horses on the all-weather. And he acquitted himself really well. He's got beat around about 2 lengths in the end, but he was, you know, running from a bad draw. He got slowly away. And, you know, the way he's finished his race off suggests he's really on top of his game. He'd run well the time before Kempton behind Forest Edge, who goes really well at the track again in another good figure. And now he's returning to his beloved Dundalk. All these things add up really to suggest he's a really good thing here tonight. He's got a perfect opportunity to get another one next to his name against Insidia and Master Speaker. Useful there they are. Both of them haven't had a run for quite a while. Insidia will probably need the run. He often does. He never really goes well off a break. And Master Speaker's having his first run for New Connections, having previously been with Aidan O'Brien. I quite like Master Speaker, but you just don't know about A's well-being or B, how he's going to train with another handler. So, I mean, this could go absolutely off the chart, this Rummaging. I mean, he's 4-5, 4-6 this morning, but he could end up going off 2-5 if the other two aren't fancied. So I suggest you get stuck right into Rummaging and get your night off to a flyer.
Okay, good stuff. The second race is the 6:45, and this is a handicap for horses rated 47-65, and it's over 6 furlongs. And Cat Will Do heads the betting this morning at 11-4, and only once out of the first three in 6 runs around Dundalk. The form of this runner-up effort last time is pretty good as well. Strategic Heights has franked the form subsequently, so Cat Will Do is the favourite at 11-4. Zarpal 4-1. Bit of money for Bought for a Song as well this morning, 18-6s. Cappadocia is 13-2, 15-2 for Chilly Billy and Kano's Girl, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. What are your thoughts on the 6:45, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, I've tipped Cat Will Do on her last two starts, and she managed to win one of them. She got beat last time out by Strategic Heights, but in the light of what the winner's done, I don't think there's any disgrace in that, was there? I think she got beat 2¾ lengths, but Strategic Heights has gone on to thrash a very good field last week when he drifted in the betting. He was very easy to back. But all in all, Garvin Donnelly's four-year-old filly has got some really good numbers next to her name. Her last three figures on my sheet, 77, 77 and 79. So she's running to a very good level. She still runs in a kind of race or against company that she's entitled to be very competitive against. And all things being equal, she's very difficult to shake out the frame here. I know that one appealed to many, but at 3-1, caught the odds. Don't forget there is the dead 12 runners here. You're not going to do too much damage by backing Cat Will Do each way, or perhaps putting in some each way duels with a few horses I'm going to recommend on the card. I think she's a play spot banker, and from a good draw, she should once again run a race, so she's got a bit of selection.
Okay, Cat Will Do then in the 6:45. The 7:15 is race three on the card. It's a 7 furlong handicap, and Political Policy is the 3-1 favourite. Fight You For It is 4-1. 9-2 for Fix It, 11-2 for Represent Yourself. Count of Carabas is 15-2, and then 8-1 are bigger prices. The rest, who do you like for the 7:15, Andy?
Yeah, I'm going to make this horse my nap tonight, a little bit of a sporting nap. I do fancy Rummaging in the first and another horse later on, but they're both very short, so I'm not going to get rich on that. Whereas I do think Fight You For It represents probably the best value on the card here tonight. I was very keen on this horse last time out in a race that was won by Master of Time, a horse that he'd previously beaten on the 7th of February. And it was that race which he won and broke his duck at the 8th attempt that really gives me hope that if he's somewhere near that kind of form, he can bounce back to that level of ability, because he posted a very, very fast time. And that was only 3 runners, but they went a good lick that night. Master of Time set a good pace. And I thought he had to really work hard to get the better of him. There was 6.5 lengths in front of Not Your Call. And I thought, God, this is really good form. So I went for Fight You For It next time out, obviously. But unfortunately, everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong for Andrew Oliver's 3-year-old, because he was drawn out on the wing, 6 of 7. And he tried to get to the front, but unfortunately, there was a horse that stopped him getting to the front and then prevented him from getting any cover. And because Conor Hoban couldn't hold him, he ended up racing very, very freely with the choke out virtually through the first 3 or 4 furlongs. And I knew straight away that he wasn't going to win. He was a million basically turning in. So for me, it was to his great credit that he actually kept on really strongly down the straight to finish third and only get beat 2 lengths by the winner, who had an easy time of it on the front. He was only just beat by Political Policy, but I think he'll turn the form around with Mickey Halford's charge, particularly now he's dropping back down in trip, and he's likely to get a more stronger race to run at. He's got Chrissy Haynes on board who takes over from Conor Hoban. I think that's another another positive. So all things being equal, I do think Fight You For It's going to run another huge race. He's yet to be out of the frame on his last 5 starts. I don't expect that trend to be broken tonight. If he can get 5-1 for him, I think he's a really good each-way bet. And if he gets to the run of the race, I expect him to get his head back in front.
Okay, the 7:45 is race 4 on the card. This is a 1 mile maiden, and Prince of All heads the betting this morning. We did have Prince of All in at 9-4 earlier on, but 13-8 now, and pretty useful form in the book as well. Made its debut in a decent looking mile maiden at the Curragh, and the trainer doesn't send many to Dundalk, but when he does, they seem to have a pretty decent record. 5 winners from just 9 runners at Dundalk for Paul Deegan. So leading claims for Prince of All, and would you side with him at 13-8?
Yeah, I think this also got off very short. I think he might even be an odds-on chance. So for those that get this podcast very quickly, hopefully you can get some odds against Paul Deegan's 3-year-old, who's definitely got the best form in the race. I think this is quite a weak maiden, actually. Take away Urban Moon, I think the rest are an absolute million. I mean, these two horses from powerful stables have shown form at Grade 1 tracks and in very good maidens. But Prince of All was the most eye-catching of the two. We'll get on to Urban Moon in a second. But that third behind Century reads really well. The fact that he was drawn out on the wing as well, 15-15, you had no chance from that draw when they raced over on the far side at the Curragh. He's done exceptionally well. He raced all the way down the centre, got no cover. But I do like the way this horse finishes off his race, and he looks a horse of an immense amount of promise. Interesting that Paul Deegan's got him out quite quickly, early part of March, which usually suggests that he's been working quite well. He's very forward, and he's looking to crack on with him, perhaps with a view to running him in a trial for a group race or guineas early on in the season. Who knows? But this guy doesn't make any mistakes. If they get one of theirs backed in a maiden, you've just got to follow it off a cliff. As his record suggests, you're following a good winner for finding source. So he looks the nice type. He ran in a good maiden. I'm sure that form is the best form on offer. And I think he's probably a little bit more streetwise than Urban Moon at this stage of his career. I do think Johnny Murch's charge is nice, as he ran a good race first time out in Garen, but he still ran with a dummy in his mouth in that Free Eagle maiden at Leopardstown, albeit it was a very fast time. And it was just when Johnny went for him that day, he kind of rolled around and ran, just looked as though he didn't know what he was doing off the bridle. And I'm sure in time he'll be fine, but I think it'll probably be over further and maybe a little bit later in his career or sort of later on as a three-year-old. Whether he's quite streetwise enough over a mile to beat Prince of All, I wouldn't be sure. That's the reason I'm going to go with Paul Deegan's winner. And like I say, I think the rest are an absolute million.
Okay, Prince of All then, Frandy, in the 7.45. The 8.15 is the next race, and this is a handicap over a mile and quite an open handicap as well. Equation of Time is the 11-4 market leader. Captain Cullen is 4-1. Cheers Buddy is 11-2. That's been backed from 13-2 this morning. 7-1 for Fleet Captain, 15-2 for Dancing Cosmos, and 8-1 for Shabra Emperor, and then 12-1 in double figure prices. For the rest of the runners, quite an open race under the 8.15. Who do you like here?
I like a couple in this race. I think Equation of Time is a worthy favourite. He comes out really well on the speed figures. Finally, Connections ran him over a trip, which is more in keeping with his profile when they dropped him back from a mile and a half and a mile and a quarter to this distance last time out on the 7th of Feb. And he duly obliged, beating two horses who've been in good form throughout the winter, Akasaka and Cool Athlete. He's got the combination of speed and stamina, which is what you need for this trip. And I'm pretty sure on the figures he's likely to go very, very well and run his race. Captain Cullen, he can be a bit of a hit and miss character, Captain Cullen, but on his day he's really good. They would need to go slow, really, for me, for him to be effective over a mile. I think his best trip's 7. When they did go slow, two starts ago, and he managed to win, the speed figure of that race is really modest. So I'm not sure whether he'll outstay Equation of Time if there's a decent pace on. The one I quite like at a price as well, apart from Equation of Time, is Fleet Captain. Now, he ran in that race at Dundalk on the 24th of Jan, in which Captain Cullen won. And I thought he was a bit unlucky that day. He was sent off a 14-1 chance, but he was certainly in the process of outrunning those odds as he made relentless-looking headway on the bridle going down to the furlong pole, only to get the door slammed in his face when he was coming with what looked a potent challenge. I'm not saying he definitely would have won, but I'm pretty sure he would have gone a lot closer to winning that race had he got a clear run. And he hasn't run since, so it wouldn't surprise me if James Foley, 6-year-old, certainly outran his morning odds of 7 or 8 to 1. So I'd probably back 2 against the field here. Equation of Time at the front end, a Fleet Captain, hopefully with a clearer run tonight, will prove what he can do at a much bigger price.
OK, the penultimate race this evening is the 8.45. This is a handicap over a mile. And I said the 8.15 was pretty open. The 8.15 is wide open. Lord Kenmare is the 11-2 favourite this morning. California Rose, 13-2 with Hillary. Bally Nakeli is 7-1, 15-2 for Elusive Gent. Lily's Prince is 9s. 10s for Atlas Peak. A bit of money for that from 12s. Purple Avenue is also 10-1. A bit of a gamble on Merry Mast as well, 16s into 12s. And then 16-1 or bigger prices the other runners as well. So 11-2 the field, Andy. Which ones are on the shortlist in the 8.45?
Yeah, you won't get races at Cheltenham that bet 7-1 the field or 6-1 the field. Some of the handicaps there, there'll be horses at shorter price in races with these numbers. So it tells you the level of difficulty this race requires to find the winner. I'll probably have to have 2 against the field because of its dangerous looking nature. One of them would have to be Elusive Gent, who was second behind Stoichkov here the last day. Prior to that, he'd run well in a fastly run race, a good speed figure behind Cool Athlete. And those two numbers suggest that Elusive Gent should be there or thereabouts. So despite his all-weather record of 0-11, from a good draw, I'll go with John Gorman, 7-year-old. And the other one I quite like is Ballina Kelly, who is right at the other end of the spectrum with regards profile. A lot of these have had, you know, quite a few runs in their career. For instance, Lord Kenmire's run 40 times now, less on the all-weather, where Bellin Kenny's only having his fourth start. He's only got a rating of 56, which looks quite generous on the basis of that run behind Paddy Prendergast or Kevin Prendergast, the firm. He was in front of Ghost of a Girl that night as well, and he started quite well in the blinkers first time late on to suggest that he could be quite competitive now he's handicapped. He's got a reasonable draw, Fanbury's been booked, and he's around about a 7-1 chance, so with plenty of upside about him. I'd probably go with him and Elusive Gent with 2 against the field.
OK, and the final race is the 9.15. This is a handicap over 2 miles, and Knight's Parade heads the betting and has been backed this morning, 5-1 into 4-1. And he made his Irish debut last time over a mile and a half here at Dundalk a couple of weeks ago. Pretty decent effort when finishing second. He is a bit of a place horse in terms of his results on the all-weather as well. He's placed in 5 of his 7 starts on the all-weather surface. Was a 3-time winner on the turf in Britain. But he looks to have decent claims, providing he gets the extra trip. Andy, what do you make of Knight's Parade at the top of the betting?
Well, he certainly comes out well on the numbers anyway. If you're a number cruncher, then you look at that race at Dundalk the other week that was won by Carrick. It was probably one of the most strongest run, if not the strongest run, mile and a half race we've seen so far throughout the winter here at Dundalk. So I think the form's very good. It's just whether he can translate that effort, which was over a mile and a half, when he's stepping up to an extra 4 furlongs to 2 miles here tonight. That's the $64,000 question. If he does, then I think he's the most likely winner. Certainly got a good pilot. Dennis O'Leary's riding. And, you know, he's always threatened to get this trip. Even when he was trained by Amanda Perrett in the England, he always looked a horse with a decent amount of stamina. So hopefully tonight he has got a good chance to go one place better than last week. His danger looks to be Thomas Cummins, his 10-year-old Orkney Coraville, who I tipped a big price here last time out. He came from the back of the field to finish a never near a third behind Regal Warrior. And that run should set him up for a run over a distance which should play into his strengths as well. Most of his form is over 3 miles over hurdle. So this two-mile trip shouldn't be any problems for Orkney Coraville. And it's no great surprise to see him backed as well this morning. The two horses I fancy on the figures and given their sort of profile have been well found in the market. Out of the two, I'd slightly prefer Knight's Parade just because I believe in that form behind Carried here on the 21st of Feb.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections for Dundalk, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, 6:15 looks plain sailing for Rummaging in the 6:45 difficult race here. But I will go with Catwall Do again. I think she's entitled to be favourite. Manapa the Knight is Fight You For It at 5-1 in the 7:15. I think he's a really good each-way bet in a hopefully more stronger run race than he got last time. 7:45, all eyes are on Prince of All here. It looks a straight match between him and Urban Moon, but Paul Deegan's Charge gets a vote, courtesy of that good run first time out at Curra. 8:15, really difficult race here, but I'll take Fleet Captain in the equation, time against the field. Again, two against the field in the 8:45, Elusive Gent and Ballina Kelly. And in the final race, the main two in the market look to the ones who should dominate here, Orkney Coraville and Knight's Parade, with the latter getting the vote in the hands of Derek O'Leary.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.